Well, it is that time of year once again. While members of the Findlay First Edition are putting in the work at their summer camp this week, FFE parents and friends are busy with their annual garage sale fundraiser. FFE Director Kevin Manley is with us on the line this morning. Kevin, first of all, thanks for taking the time out of your schedule. I know this week is very busy. Let's talk first of all about what's going on with the group. What is happening right now? What are you doing at summer camp this week?
Well, first of all, Chris, thank you so much for having me. We always appreciate your support and the support of the community. This is a big week for us. It's a big teaching week. The group comes together for the first time, and we work together to put a show together by Saturday. So Saturday at 4 o'clock, we have our first performance of the year, and we'll have three fully choreographed numbers, and away we go, and here it all starts again.
So you'll have three ready to go by the end of the week. How many numbers in the repertoire for a season in total by the time you get through the entire year?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's probably about 12 or 15.
Okay.
Just for first edition, and then we have all the music in the choirs as well.
Right. So I just want to kind of give people an idea. This is not, it's not like you're putting together everything that you will be doing for the entire season in this one week. It's basically just getting those first numbers ready to go and so on. So it's a lot happens after this here too.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we don't do anything for the competition show this week. It's just a teaching week to get the new members acclimated to the group. Our choreographer, Andy Haynes, is here all week, and we do a lot of dance technique, a lot of vocal technique, and it's just a big teaching week where the group comes together.
Kind of laying the groundwork. How many new members, what kind of turnover do you have this year from last year?
Yeah, I have 11 new boys this year.
Wow.
So over half the boys are first-timers.
Wow.
So as you know, for boys, sometimes they're a little behind the girls with singing and dancing. So there's a lot of room for growth there with the boys, but a great group of guys, and they're working hard. I only have six new girls, so it's a veteran group of girls, and you can tell that they're already stepping up.
Yeah, we sometimes will use as an analogy, sports teams as we're familiar with, and this is much the same thing. I mean, you turn over a significant part of your, one side of the ball or the other, in your case, the girls and the boys, and that can, I would imagine, that can determine how complicated and how elaborate, the routines are and so on and so forth. It really dictates, what your group looks like for the year ahead, does it not?
Yeah, that's right. But, we have this wonderful thing, this wonderful tradition of excellence in the group, and the veteran members really step up and help bring those new members along. And I always feel that way at the beginning of the year of what are we going to be able to do? And then over the course of the year, it all comes together. And I sometimes don't like that phrase, but the tradition that we have in the group, once you have that established, that mm-hmm. that really helps.
Well, and that brings up the point. I mean, obviously, FFE is a crown jewel. It is something that, we pride ourselves in this community because of all of the accolades and the competitions won and so on. Really nationwide, people know Findlay First Edition, who know show choirs. And what is the schedule this year?
We are going to a couple of competitions in Indiana. We had taken some time away from Indiana for a while for a variety of reasons. So we're going to go to a couple of competitions in the Fort Wayne area. And then our traditional competitions over at Medina, Ohio, south of Cleveland. They have a beautiful facility to perform in. The people of Medina are amazing. And we also go to Solon, Ohio, which is over south of Cleveland. It's a community very similar to Findlay, another wonderful venue to perform in. And then we'll end our year on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. Doesn't get any better.
Yeah. And that leads us to the garage sale, because this is a fundraiser to help pay for all of the things that you do and the needs of the students who make up the group. Talk a little bit about the garage sale fundraiser and what's going on this week with respect to that, how important it is, and so on.
Sure. Yeah, it's very important. It has quickly become, in the last several years, our biggest fundraiser of the year. You know, there used to be a time where we made $5,000 or $6,000, and one year the parents came along and they said, you know, we can really expand this. And now, speaking of tradition, the tradition is, you know, $20,000 at this sale. It's just,
wow,
just incredible. We accept donations from the community. We started accepting donations yesterday, and as I'm standing here in the lobby of the high school auditorium, it's packed with furniture. Looking out on the cafeteria of the high school, it's already packed with stuff. We're going to keep accepting donations all day today and tomorrow morning. You can just stop by Findlay High School anytime right here in the front of the building, and our crew members will help you get your stuff in the building. And then the sale starts Thursday night with our early bird sale, 5 o'clock p.m. There's a $10 cover charge for the early bird. So I have the sale Thursday evening, mm-hmm, all day Friday, and then Saturday morning.
And again, 100% of the proceeds will help offset some of the expenses that the group incurs through the course of the coming year, because to do all of these things obviously is not cheap.
Yeah, it's an extensive budget that we've had, and it seems to grow a little bit every year, which is exciting. But then we have to be able to generate the funds to make all of that happen. So the garage sale is a huge piece of the puzzle. And we're already off to a great start. I'd like to thank the community and everybody who's dropped off things already for us to sell. So it's really incredible. I'll tell you, Chris, this community supports show choir like no other. This is when I tell people and other directors from around the country what we have and how we make things happen, directors are just amazed, because what they do is they just turn the cost over to the families of the group, and the families have to pay a large participation fee to be in show choir.
Yeah.
And, you know, our community makes this happen.
And kudos to the parents and the friends of the group who come together every year to make this happen, because this is a lot of work on their end. While the kids, like we said, while the kids are busy, hard at work preparing for their show, the parents are working just as hard to make all of this happen.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the parents of the FFE are, I just can't even put it into words, how incredible they are. They have standards for themselves that they want to achieve, you know, just like the kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
So again, if folks have items they want to donate for the garage sale, can still do that today and tomorrow. And then the sale itself begins on Thursday, continues Friday and Saturday, right?
That's correct. And, you know, when the early bird sale opens, that's honestly one of my favorite moments of the FFE year, to see the people rush in the door. It's incredible. Yeah.
And like we said, it's a great way to support what really is kind of a crown jewel, a feather in our cap. When we talk about Findlay and all of the things that we can be proud of, this is certainly one of them with the Findlay First Edition. And we've got a link on our webpage for more information about the garage sale fundraiser and how you can help out. So you can go to goodmornings.net to get all of that info. And again, Director Kevin Manley, thanks very much for taking the time. Certainly best of luck this year.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so very much.